G'day, David.
Hey, Ben.
So, Scott's Head, there's been a big proposal for an Ingenia development, and apparently the DA is with council. And normally, if something goes before council, you can't talk about it, but that's not the case this time. Is that right?
Yeah, that is exactly right. You and I have been touching around the edges of this issue now for a few months, and I can now safely say that the development application has been lodged. I don't know any great details. I know enough to talk about it, but also it won't be determined by the council laws. It'll go to what's called a regional panel. Anything over 30 million, the council laws don't get to vote on it.
I believe there's a bit of a funny one about the fact that it's called a caravan park.
This is the absolute nub of the issue. And again, you know, we'll await the planning advice. But if I was to tell you that a caravan park had two caravan sites, but it had 200 manufactured homes that will probably average cost about $350,000 to $450,000 each and will resemble in every capacity a retirement village apart from two little caravan sites down, you know, by the entrance gate.
Is there a different classification for a retirement village?
Well, there are. This is the whole thing. So if you're not allowed to have a manufactured homes estate in a rural area. That's why they went down this loophole sort of caravan park slash, as we discussed, I tried to get an amendment up banning caravan parks in rural areas. So this could be a horrendous precedent. On this block of land, you cannot, by planning scheme rules, have a manufactured home. You can't have 200 manufactured homes or retirement village, right? Over 55s. But apparently they think if you put two caravan sites down the bottom, you can have 200 houses upstairs. Well, you know, this is what's going to, we're going to have to wait.
And we have seen a strong Save Scott's Head campaign.
Their campaign so far that they have run has been textbook, because what they've done, they've taken all the emotion, they've taken all the anger and the angst, and they've said to people, we're not going to win this with, you know, emotional responses. We have to get planning specialists, and I believe they've engaged a planning specialist, so that all their objections will be objections that are actually relevant, that are actually bullseye sort of stuff. And that's been really important. Congratulations to them, because the challenge here is not to get too emotional about it. They've said to their community, this is where we need to object. This is how we do it. This will be the, you know, when the exhibition period comes up, this is how we apply. This is how you put your objection in. So congratulations to them. It's been textbook, because quite often in these situations, people lose the plot and just run around throwing rocks at everyone, and it actually doesn't help.
So views of the councillors themselves are neither here nor there either in this particular one.
It's an interesting point, that, because I was chatting to Sue Genvey, and she and I think are at the point here where we think council should put a submission in, being opposed to it, but that we should also say that if there is an avenue available for us to challenge it at a higher court, or to go back, or to have a look at it, that we should. We should back up our Scott's Head community and say, we're in this for the long haul. If we think we've been robbed in the first instance, we'll back you up and go again. Now, we have to make that decision when we know how we go, when we know what the challenges are, if it's feasible.
The community are concerned with the scale of development relative to the size of the village. So we've got a site there that's surrounded in bush. We've got pretty amazing ecology up, literal rainforest in the area, and you know, the mountain back there. And we've got a strain on our sewer system all through the valley. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
We've got cruddy roads. We've basically got a road to Scott's Head that floods every month this year. It's happening a lot.
Can I just say one thing about the sewer? I know this is pretty boring. The cost of the infrastructure is going up about, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8% a year. And one of the things that emerged recently is that we only review the upgrade every, you know, 2 or 3 years. So when the developer comes along and makes a contribution to the sewer, the quote's 2 or 3 years old. And there was one in South Maxville where the developer was charged $1.7 million for a pumping station. It cost $3 million. Funny how it always favours a developer. We know that the problem's going to be, it's the whole village lifestyle out there is going to be challenged. The infrastructure is going to be horrendously challenged. The sewer, the sewage works. You know, you've got bushfire issues. You've got the whole one road in, one road out. You've got the pressures over Christmas, New Year. I'm sure they'll have all their families come and visit. So Ingenia will be paying one set of rates. And they'll be paying it on the unoccupied land. So they're paying rates on an unoccupied rural land. You're putting 200 houses on there. Individually, they'd be 1,500 to 2,000 in Scott's Head, probably more, which would be 400,000. So there's a huge saving for them. But you know who's paying for that, Ben? Yeah, everyone else. So here we go. They're not even contributing to the rate base. whilst they're making these huge profits off the communities who've built all the infrastructure, been there all these years, created all the charm, and the Johnny-come-latelys come in and don't even pay rates.
Apart from the Ingenia, have you got any comments to make about Scott's Head itself? Do you have other issues that come up with residents from Scott's Head regarding parking at holiday seasons or their road flooding?
All of that. There are those sort of growing pressures. Scott's Head was meant to. This was the thing that frustrates, I think, so many people in Scott's Head, and it frustrates others as well. Scott's Head was always envisaged as a boutique, one-size capacity. It's full. There's a couple of subdivisions that are old. There's one now, 20 or so, that's been on the books for years, and there's angst around that, but it's been on the books for years. But Scott's Head is fundamentally full.
It's landlocked.
It's the sewer's a certain size, the road's a certain size, everything's a certain size. There's no more land to be expanded into, and all of a sudden, bang, 200 new houses.
Yeah.
It's just, it goes against the whole planning, really, for all those years.
I see. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Ben.